A reading from the book of Proverbs. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax and works with loving hands. She puts her hands to the distaff and her fingers ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a reward for her labors and let her works praise her at the city gates. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord shall come like a thief in the night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called to his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went off. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
These words are taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Value. There was a couple who came to see me some time ago, in which they were going to be celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary at one of the weekend masses. So I asked them, "Is there any particular things that you would like to do or incorporate into the mass?" And we talked about a couple of things, and then I said, "Well, now, do you want to renew your vows?" She said, "Oh, that would be wonderful. I would really love to have that." Her husband didn't say anything for a couple of seconds, and he said, "No, we're not going to do it." And both of us, the wife and myself, were kind of surprised. And he said to her, he said, "Look, when I said I do 60 years ago, I meant it. It has not changed. And my love for you has not changed one iota. So I don't want to do it because I did it once." Well, she kind of looked a little down, and I said, "Are you sure you don't want to renew?" He said, "No." He said, "I said what I meant, and I still mean it today." She said, "Okay, we won't do the vows." About 2 years later, he passed away, and at the visitation, she said to me, "Do you remember when he said that he didn't want to renew the vows?" And I said, "Yeah, I do remember that." And she said, "You know, even though I wanted to do that, what he said really impressed me and I held dear to my heart. He really did love me all and every single day of our married life. I felt kind of bad. I still wish that they could have done it, but she got the point that she saw how he valued her as his wife and she as his husband. Perhaps that's kind of getting to what our first reading, as we heard, proclaimed about a worthy wife. Once you find a worthy wife, it is beyond measure. And I hope that can be said in reverse, to find a worthy husband. Because in this passage, and what it's telling us, is what we have to do to take this great gift of divine wisdom and put it into practice. What it helps us to accomplish in this life. I like to go back to last Sunday's readings just very briefly because it kind of sets the tone to what we heard today. Our first reading last week, we heard from the Book of Wisdom. And what the author said, he was describing what this gift of divine wisdom is in contrast to human wisdom. He said, human wisdom, people can be wise in this life, but they don't go beyond what they can perceive to see something far greater and the role and impact of God. Where he said, divine wisdom helps us to understand God's plan for eternal salvation, to see God's plan and him at work. And when you do that, then you understand God and our relationship to him. God, who is so great and glorious and has made all things, we are just mere creatures in which he has made and yet he holds very dearly. Now, our passage for today, then, it occurs taken from the book of the prophet, or from the book of Proverbs. This book is found, in the wisdom literature. The book of the Proverbs, if you were to read them, are a collection of wise sayings that were probably said over centuries, and it wasn't until about the 5th century that someone who the author, who we don't know, and perhaps we don't even call him the author, but he compiled and pulled together all these pithy sayings, if you would say. The last thing he covers is this, what we heard today. Just partially, not the whole thing. But he talks about the ideal or perfect wife. And he uses it beyond just married to a spouse. But he tells us what the spouse will do. She will create a loving home. A place where to have a family. The first knowing of their love that they have for each other, but also the love of God. She will work hard. She will work at the weaving clothing. She will go beyond the home, though, because she will have a concern and care for the poor and give charity and show that to those who are in most need. So if that could be found in the nucleus of the home in which the husband and wife want to create, then it spills over to the children and then goes beyond the children to their neighbors who are in need. That's the divine wisdom then put to work. Because if we truly understand and have an insight to God and his plan, our natural response is, well, what can I do to help the Lord in this life while I am here? Is to bring that gift of love and charity to the world. I always enjoy the lives of the saints. And there's one saint that I kind of have a fondness for. Her name is Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. And her memorial day is this Tuesday. Saint Elizabeth of Hungary and her husband were queen and king of Hungary. She was known to be a very devoted wife, one who was a good mother. But it went beyond that. She had a tremendous love for the citizens and people of their kingdom. It is known, of course, as the legend goes, that she used to have a humongous apron in which she would go to the baker and buy bread, load up her apron, and then go out into the streets, especially where she knew where the poor lived. And she would break off bread to give them something to eat for that day. Now, unfortunately, her husband didn't like that, and he told her repeatedly to stop doing that. But she would sneak out when he was gone and do the same thing day after day. Until one day when she did go, she was out in the streets and she ran into her husband. Of course, he didn't have a very smiling face. And he said to her, "What do you have in that apron?" She thought, this is going to be it. So she dropped the apron. Instead of bread, there were roses. Saint Elizabeth of Hungary is known as the patronal saint of Catholic charities. To me, she showed me putting divine wisdom to work. She understood God. She had a greater perceptive into God and his plan for the world and for her. And she wanted now to show to the world what God's love is to help make this world a bit a better place to live. I hope that in understanding what divine wisdom is, that we all want to seek this gift. It is a gift that helps us to see and have insight to God and his plan, and our part in it is to bring that love and charity to those in most need, our fellow brothers and sisters.